They are one of the largest recipients of NIH funding. Their scientists played a substantial role in developing more than half the cancer drugs approved by the FDA in the last 5 years. Dana-Farber Cancer Institute has been making one advanced cancer discovery after another for over 75 years. At Dana-Farber Cancer Institute, what we do here changes lives everywhere. Find out more at danafarber.org/everywhere.
Taking a look at COVID's long economic tail. From Marketplace, I'm Sabri Benishor, in for David Brancaccio. The pandemic caused a shortage of computer chips, which we've heard about, that has snarled supply chains around the globe. Intel CEO says the shortage may not be resolved for years. Marketplace's Nova Sappho has the details.
Intel chief Pat Gelsinger made the remarks at a virtual information technology trade show on Monday, saying it will take a couple of years to build enough manufacturing capacity to fully resolve the current chip shortage. The reason, he said, is that it takes about that long to build new factories to make more chips. Intel is planning to build two new factories in Arizona. The pandemic caused a demand spike in consumer electronics that had already strained supply chains for semiconductor chips and created a shortage. Intel is aiming to make more of the specific types of chips automakers need within 6 to 9 months. That would help with the chip shortage in that industry, which has left plants idled and vehicle supplies tight. I'm Nova Sappho for Marketplace.
Have you perchance tried getting an Uber or Lyft lately? Well, be prepared for long wait times and surge pricing around the clock. In some cities, the cost of an Uber to the airport could rival the cost of a flight. Here's Marketplace's Matt Levin.
Evenings and weekends are busy again for Lyft driver Ignacio Cisneros.
I get rides immediately when I turn on the app. That only means that there's a shortage in Lyft and Uber drivers.
I waited half an hour for his Chrysler to arrive outside a Sacramento bar. The rideshare companies are offering new incentives to attract drivers, including Lyft's $1,000 bonus for getting an ex-driver back on the road.
The highest thing I've ever seen, realistically.
Even so, many drivers who switched to food delivery apps during the pandemic aren't switching back. Harry Campbell runs the Rideshare Guy blog.
A bag of food will never talk back to you. They'll never puke in your car.
And Campbell says there are other reasons drivers aren't returning. Fear of COVID, stimulus and unemployment benefits. Riders may be stranded at least through summer.
I don't think consumers are going to have a lot of choices, to be honest.
Better make sure your passenger rating is 5 stars. I'm Matt Levin for Marketplace.
The gap between rich and poor nations in getting and distributing COVID-19 vaccines is threatening permanent global economic recovery. That's the warning this morning from leaders of the World Bank, the International Monetary Fund, the World Health and World Trade Organizations. My Marketplace colleague, the BBC's Victoria Craig, has more.
As G7 health and finance ministers meet in England this week, leaders from the IMF, World Bank, WTO, and WHO warn a two-track pandemic is developing, with unequal vaccine distribution leaving deadly variants to emerge and then spread across the planet. To tackle that, leaders recommend a $50 billion investment to vaccinate 60% of the world by the first half of next year. They also call for expanded global vaccine production capability, resources for test and trace programs, and distribution of more medical supplies. In London, I'm the BBC's Victoria Craig for Marketplace.
Let's do the numbers. The FTSE in London is up 1.1%. Dow, S&P, and NASDAQ futures are up in the 4 to 5/10% range. Howard University is reestablishing its College of Fine Arts as a standalone school within the university, and it just announced that it'll name the college after actor Chadwick Boseman, who fought to preserve it back when it was absorbed into the larger university 2 decades ago. Fine arts programs can provide a pipeline into Hollywood, which is an industry with a pipeline problem. Could having a dedicated fine arts school at a historically black university make a difference? Marketplace's Mariel Segarra reports.
People of color make up just over 40% of the U.S. population, and in 2020, actually a proportionate number of actors in films, including lead roles. Darnell Hunt is a dean at UCLA and co-authors the school's annual Hollywood Diversity Report.
We saw tremendous progress for people of color in front of the camera.
So that's the good news. But
behind the camera, the progress isn't as remarkable.
People of color make up just over a quarter of film directors and writers, and only about 7% of film industry executives.
The executive suites continue to be primarily run by white men. They're the ones making decisions about what gets greenlighted, the type of budget, who's going to direct, and it has this trickle-down effect.
Now, this is obviously a huge problem to tackle, and Howard University President Wayne Frederick says one school can't fix it alone.
But we definitely are going to try to put a major dent in that problem.
Howard has a fine arts program already, but Frederick says with a dedicated school, it can attract more funding, expand enrollment, and start new programs. One model, in 2019, it launched a partnership with Amazon Studios. Students in fine arts, communications, business, and law can take classes co-taught by Howard faculty and Amazon Studios employees. Part of the point is to develop future C-suite executives.
We have law students, school of business students who have an interest in the industry from the side of the business aspects, ownership, being able to green light films, how to finance them, etc.
And who runs the business of Hollywood? That matters. Victoria Rowell is producer, writer, and director for a soap opera comedy on BET Plus called The Rich and the Ruthless.
If these C-suites don't change with African-American people who can pull the trigger and give equal budgets, not, you know, $2 million to the black producer and $20 million to a white producer, then we're not going to see the parity that stories deserve.
One other finding of the UCLA report, films with lead actors who were people of color or women were more likely to have smaller budgets. I'm Marielle Segarra for Marketplace.
And I'm Sabri Benishore with the Marketplace Morning Report. From APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.